AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Today's the deadline for tax filings, and still, some payers will be rushing to get their forms mailed or filed electronically. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Just a few more hours to go. If you haven't already completed your income tax return for 2023, a financial therapist in Michigan, Lindsay Brian Podfin, says this is when people really get stressed out.
The legalese that goes along with it that can make us feel like we don't know enough or we might make a mistake.
She says if you're still working on your taxes, make sure your desk is clear of excess papers and objects so you can focus on what you're doing. And she says give yourself an incentive to get it done.
Ask your friend to go for a walk with you or to come over for dinner. Give yourself a high five.
Taxpayers can still file for an extension, but if you don't pay what you owe by today, you'll be assessed a penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports, the question now is what happens after Iran's unprecedented assault on Israel?
What happens next depends largely on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu previously has said anybody who strikes Israel will in turn be struck back. But he's under pressure, heavy international pressure, not to do anything and further escalate things.
Iranian officials claim the attack was in response to an Israeli airstrike last week. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports jury selection is scheduled to begin today in a case charging former President Donald Trump in connection with hush money payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign.
That means we're going to be seeing him day in and day out inside a Manhattan courtroom where he's a criminal defendant charged with 34 felony counts. At nighttime, however, we expect to see him campaigning as the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
This is AP News. Five women and a man died in a stabbing rampage.
The people killed and wounded by an assailant at a Sydney shopping mall were mostly women. A police officer shot and killed a man who had attacked people at the busy Westfield Bondi Junction Mall, and his family said he'd had a long history of schizophrenia, lacking social skills, and had a fascination with knives. Police add their investigation would include why he targeted women and avoided men during his attack. Those killed were five women and a man. 12 people were wounded, and police say they mostly were female. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
Scottie Scheffler won another Masters Green Jacket this weekend. In an AP interview, he says he stuck to his game plan on Sunday.
Around this golf course, you have to stay aggressive. You have to hit the right shots. There's no way around it out here. You can't play too defensive and you can't play too aggressive. You just got to hit the right shots. And fortunately, today I was able to do that.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.